Greetings, pilgrims. It's Pastor Bob on your middle Sabbath for this week. It's your hump day with God. You know, this is the day when you just need to sit and take a breath and re-welcome God back into your heart in case on one of those Mondays or Tuesdays, he's faded a little bit. This is the day that we give back to God just as we do on the Sabbath day. And it's also time for our Gift of Gratitude episode for the day. And on this middle Sabbath, we will return once again to Billy Graham, who has given us a lot to chew on, hasn't he? What an insightful preacher, pastor, minister, individual. We thank God for the material blessings we have. We thank God for the people in our life all around us. And today we thank God, even in the midst of trials and even persecution. So if you feel you're being persecuted by this darn pandemic, this might be a good day for you to listen close. And we're going to have a little more Emily Dickinson to close us out today. So everybody seems ready. The monks have been waiting since about 3:15 this morning, practicing just for this. The candle is glowing beautifully with that cinnamon cider scent. And today, we go with just the kava, straight up kava, on our middle Sabbath. Amen. Let's begin with Billy Graham speaking about how to thank God in the midst of trials and even persecution. He says this: we draw back from difficulties, yet not one of us is exempt from some kind of trouble. In many parts of the world, it is dangerous even to be a Christian because of persecution. And yet, in the midst of those trials, we can thank God because we know that He has promised to be with us and that He will help us. We know that He can use times of suffering to draw us closer to Himself. Remember James 1st chapter verses 2 and 3? Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. And when the prophet Daniel learned that evil men were plotting against him to destroy him, chapter 6 verse 10 says he got down on his knees and prayed, giving thanks to his God just as he had done before. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 18, the Bible commands us, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. And again in Colossians chapter 1 verse 12, Paul declares, you will even be able to thank God in the midst of pain and distress because you are privileged to share the lot of those who are living in the light. I don't know what trials you may be facing right now, but God does. And He loves you and is with you by His Holy Spirit. Cultivate a spirit of thankfulness, even in the midst of trials and heartaches. God has given us the greatest gift of all, His Son, who died on the cross and rose again, so that we can know Him personally and spend eternity with Him in heaven. Amen. Now let us turn back to our poet for the day, and today it's Emily Dickinson. Don't know all the details about Emily Dickinson's life. I know this, she was raised in a very active family in early America. father and brother involved in politics. I think her father was even a congressman at one time, a very active family, but she was basically a recluse, spending a lot of time in her upstairs room and spending a lot of that time writing poetry, which the family never knew about. Until after her death, and that's when going through her room upstairs, the family found about 1,800 bound poems that she had written, and we're so lucky to have those today. Here's one that just might pertain to the situation we're in today. It's about a little boat. Maybe if we think of ourselves as a little boat in the world today, I like to say a leaf on the stream, but maybe a little boat. Here's her poem for today, Emily Dickinson. Adrift, a little boat adrift, and night is coming down. Will no one guide a little boat unto the nearest town? So sailors say, on yesterday, just as the dusk was brown, one little boat gave up its strife and gurgled down and down. So angels say, on yesterday, just as the dawn was red, O little boat, ere spent with gales, retrimmed its masts, redecked its sails, and shot exultant on. Emily Dickinson. Adrift, a little boat adrift, and night is coming down. Will no one guide a little boat unto the nearest town? So sailors say, on yesterday, just as the dusk was brown, one little boat gave up its strife and gurgled down and down. So angels say, on yesterday, just as the dawn was red, one little boat, ere spent with gales, retrimmed its masts, redecked its sails, and shot exultant on. Amen. And that concludes our Gift of Gratitude episode for today. We pray that you all fall into the beam of God's light today as you spend your middle Sabbath praising His holy name, worshiping at His feet, and submitting to His will. And God promises, if you can do that, you will come to know God just as He is in this world. Amen.